In the past couple of Sundays, we have spoken about faith, and we have started out with the scripture that said, Jesus said it, "Will I find faith?" And we determined, some of this was in a Bible study that we had, that we determined that it didn't say no one would have faith, but simply that we would be living in a different age, and that faith would be low, and the challenge was that we would guard our faith. We also used another scripture that said, without faith, it is impossible to please him. We brought out the scripture that he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Continued faith is vital. Pleasing, it is the only thing that is pleasing unto God, is to have a continued faith. And faith must continue to grow and develop and become stronger and not weaker. That is the challenge of the age, is that we seek after those things to develop and strengthen faith. The scripture says that the just shall live by faith. We also had a message last Sunday about being compassed about with the saints, being compassed about with all of the wickedness and the evil, but it also said that we were compassed about with a great cloud of witnesses, and it is those witnesses that we want to be challenged with, and we want to be a witness ourselves. And it brings it down then to Galatians 5 and 6, and it says, the latter part of that scripture says, faith worketh by love. We have spoken to you about the mysteries of the Word of God, the mysteries of godliness. There's a number of things that seem obscure in the Scriptures. We spoke about being a detective. A detective is one that searches out those things that are obscure. And so we need to be a detective of the Scripture to understand faith, that we will not be found low on faith when Jesus comes. That we will understand what is being required of us when Jesus comes in faith. And so the Scripture says, faith worketh by love. And I have meditated on that. I could not seem to grasp there was such a mystery that love would be the thing that would cause my faith to work. And I began to look to the Lord and seek him to open this up to my understanding. And I feel that he has a little bit, enough that maybe you can get a hold of something and you can take it home and be inspired to also know what it means for your faith to work by love. If you will turn with me to James, the second chapter, I desire your prayers that the Lord will bless the word tonight, that it not just be a space of time that we have spent here. I'm going to be reading 18 from the second chapter of James, 18 through 22, verse 24 and 26. It says, yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Shew me thy faith without thy works, and I will shew thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God. The devils also believe and tremble. Believing isn't enough, is it? Because the devils believe. verse 21 says, "Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son upon the altar?" Can you grasp that? That his faith was demonstrated by his obedience, by his very works of obeying. "Seest thou how faith wrought with works, and by works was faith made perfect?" There is some mysterious scriptures here. We need to understand them. Go to verse 24. "Ye see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only." Now verse 26 may help us to understand the above scriptures, for it says, "The body without the spirit is dead. So faith without works is dead also." I have written to the side here. Don't know where I got it. It said, "The body without breath is dead." I believe we all understand that. Breath gives life to the body. So then what gives life to faith? Faith worketh by love. I believe we have sort of a little glimpse, maybe, a little clue, how faith will work by love then. If the body has to have breath in order to be alive, our faith will have to have something that will help it to be alive also. And that, I would say the common denominator for that would be love. It would have to be by love, because the scripture says, by love, faith works. We have in 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, verses 2 and 13, it says that though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. The last verse of that chapter is very familiar to us. It says, "Now abideth faith, hope, and charity." And it ultimately says that charity or love is the greatest of those three. The scripture says, "We love him because he first loved us." He taught us love. The scripture also says that whatsoever is not of faith or by faith is sin. So you and I are needing some answers, see, in order to understand how faith, my faith, your faith, how it grows, how it develops, how it works, how it produces, how it is a product of love. I've got to understand love in order to understand how my faith is going to be able to work in the plan of God and what he wants for me. Thank the Lord. I think that I could conclude by those thoughts that faith without love has neither life nor product. Doesn't produce anything. It availeth nothing. Our beginning scripture here was about works and faith. The one said, "I have works, but I'm going to show you my faith by my works." And the other man says, "I have faith. How do you show your faith except you reveal your works? Your works being your obedience to God. Your works being in the fact that he says, if ye love me, ye will obey. You will do those things that I command you if ye love me. When I love the Lord, I am able then to let my faith take hold. I believe we can understand these things, that it is the very foundation of my faith is in love. 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, verse 14, says, the love of Christ constraineth me, or us. I like to make that personal. It is for the love of Christ that I choose to do the things that I do for him. Is it not? Do you love the Lord enough tonight to obey his word? Is it a hard thing to obey his word? If it's a hard thing for us to obey, then we need to check how much we love. How much do we love the Lord tonight? Because if I'm just doing it because somebody told me to do it, it really is a trial to do it. It's hard. It's like obeying a taskmaster. But when I have this great burning desire in my heart, and I have this love for him, and I want to please him in every area of my life, and I want to do the things that are pleasing unto him, it is because I love him. He loved me, but he won me by his love. He showed me how much he loved me by giving his life. We can talk of those things. We can read of those things. They can just become another story. We need to make it personal, don't we? Oh, I need to make it real. The song says that he had me on his mind when he was on the cross. Amen. Do you believe it? Yes. Do you believe that his mind went clear back down into time, into our day, into the day when you were born? Do you believe that your name is written on the palm of his hands? Do these kind of things do something to your love for him? Do you believe it? You got to have faith to believe that he really knew you and he did it for you and he did it for me. Thank the Lord. So it is the love of Christ or the love for Christ that constrains me. Causes me to choose life itself. If there was a scripture that I want to be remembered by, that I may have quoted to the congregation more than probably any other scripture, it would be this. Behold, I set before you this day life and death. Choose life. Throughout my ministry being mainly to the saints of God, that the saints of God sin not, that you be able to come down to the end of your life and be able to have the confidence that we heard this morning, that we be able to meet God with a clear conscience. And that means all along the way, I must choose life. I want to tell you something tonight. We've had a little service here that is really the reality of life. It caused us all to think about those that are lost. You want to carry a burden for the lost? There's something that you have to do for your own soul first. You've got to love God more.
Amen.
You've got to see Him as a God of judgment as well as a God of love, such as we have heard here. That's important. But for you to be a light in this world, you're going to have the love of God in your heart and life and radiating from your life.
That's right.
And it's going to take more than just saying, I love God with my mouth. It's going to take me seeking God and seeking His love and asking Him to fill me with His love and to help me to be able to look out on this sin-dark world, on my loved ones, and not just say, well, they have their choices. Do we sometimes sort of almost feel that way? Do we almost feel, well, you know, God can work where no man can work? Well, that's true. But I play a part in that. And it's me keeping myself in the love of God. That faith can take hold. That faith can work in my life. Even for those that are lost and undone. Did you know it can take your faith? That your faith can even work there? Do you believe it? Do you believe that you can have faith that God can deal with souls?
Yes. Yes.
I want to have that faith. The love to God produces obedience to His will. So when I love God, when I have this love of Christ, I'm going to want to do what is right. And you know what? It won't be a hard task. There is a joy in living for the Lord, knowing the Lord is pleased. I testified last Wednesday night, and I would like to mention that testimony here again, because I believe that as long as we live, we need to be asking God to search us and to try us. And to see if there is any wicked way in us, which has been also a burden for myself down through my life. I have sought the Lord almost daily. Don't let me be deceived. Don't let me be blind. Don't let me believe a lie about myself. Because if we are blind and deceived, we'll go right on thinking we're all right when we're wrong.
Yes.
But if we will open ourselves up to God and say, and this is another thing I pray for, Lord, give me an honest heart. Help me to be honest with myself. Help me to be honest with Thee. Help me to be honest with the people. See, I want to tell you that when we come down to facing God, we'll be glad we prayed that way, that we chose that way.
Right.
Well, I had been having some difficulty with an irregular heartbeat, and some of you do too. It's not a big thing. But this particular day, it was worse. My blood pressure dropped. My heart rate dropped. I had difficulty breathing. And I didn't think I was going to die. But I certainly got serious. Lauren wanted to call for prayer. It's in the night. And he finally called the Riches because we knew they'd be up. But you know where I was? I was on my knees. I was asking the Lord to search me. And the Lord brought something to my mind that He was not pleased with in my life. That's precious.
Yes, it is.
And if we're honest with ourselves, we can come down to the end and say, and I want to tell you something. If I'm on my deathbed, I want you to say those things to me. Sister Maxine, search it. Ask the Lord to search you. You know what it was? Down through my life, I have never wanted to grow old. And I still don't. I mean, I don't want to say that again because that's what the Lord showed me he was displeased with. He wanted me to live as long as he wants me to live and to not complain about it or draw back from it. And I repented of that, and I won't do that again. I won't say those words again. What constrained me? It was the love that I have for my Lord, because I want to please him. You might say, well, that's a silly thing. That's not really that important. If the Holy Spirit pricks your heart of something that's in your life that I might think is silly, don't let me talk you out of it. You heed what the Holy Spirit says, because God loves your soul more than you do and more than I do. And he desires that no one perish. And that means every one of his children. He is still working on every one of his children to get you to heaven. So I have some things to name. Our love for God that produces obedience to his will. What are his commandments? What would be a commandment that would come to your mind right now? The first one I have down is love one another as I have loved you. Faith works by love. Love your enemies and do good to those that hate you and despitefully use you. Faith works by love. Love thy neighbor as thyself. Faith works by love. Love covers a multitude of sins. What are you going to do with that one? You have anyone that has offended you? You have anyone that has trespassed against you? If you haven't up to now, you will. But I would say that all of us have experienced someone that has trespassed against us and offended us. And did you know that love can cover that place? Not your love. This is a place that you're going to have to cry out to God and say, Lord, put your love in my heart, because my righteousness is as filthy rags. I don't have the ability. This makes me think of a time in my ministry that an individual who became an enemy, and it pains me to say it, who once was a dear friend, needed me to serve them. And I could not. The pain was too great. I could not serve them. We went to the Guthrie meeting, during assembly meeting, I believe. Brother Marty preached a message that I shall never forget. He preached about a butcher. He started his message with this. I knew it was for me as soon as I heard it. This man had been a butcher for as his vocation all of his life, or most of his life. Had no qualms with slitting the throat of all different kinds of animals, bleeding them and then butchering them. But a man brought him some little lambs, sheep. He said, sure, I can butcher those. as he cut the throat of the first one. The little lamb looked up at him and then turned and licked the blood off of his hand. I want to tell you, when you have an experience in your life that you feel that same way, and that you need to turn and lick the blood off of somebody else's hand, you can't do it in your own strength. You can't do it with any kind of human love you can conjure up. I was weeping through all of that service. I knew what I had to do. Brother Stanley and Sister Karen had worked with me on this situation. I sent Lauren Vance to get them. I went to the altar. Don't draw back from going to the altar when you need to. That's where you're going to get help. I love for you to come down sometime and look at all of the tears on the backside of this altar. Dried tears. Those are tears of people who are repentant and are getting a hold of something from God to take them on. Well, Brother Stanley, he said to me like this over and over. He said, "The seeds of righteousness is in you. The seeds of righteousness is in you." And he said it over and over. And by faith, I got a hold of it. I want to tell you, love is the denominator of faith. You want your faith to be strong? You want your faith to be producing? Then get more love. The Lord inspired my faith, and I saw my little heart inside. I saw it as just a little bed there and little pearls all over my heart. And I was able, without problem, to serve that one that had seemingly cut my throat. Faith works by love and not your love. It is the love of Christ in you. He won you by his love, and now he wants to fill you with that love. And he wants that to be a product of your faith. You need faith. I need faith for everything in life. It's not just divine healing. Folks, it is for everything in your life. Yes. We have young people that are putting in requests for prayer to make decisions. They need faith. And the way to have the kind of faith to believe that God is going to direct my life is to let more love come into my heart.
Amen.
To seek after it with my whole heart. God acknowledges faith by the working of his Spirit. I say that because faith is what? It's a part of the gifts of the Spirit. What else is the gifts of the Spirit? Love. Love and faith are all in there together. So they are part of the fruits of the Spirit. So we come down to a scripture that says, speaking about baptism, it said that baptism was an answer of a good conscience toward God. What does that have to do with this? I'm going to say it has a lot to do with faith working by love. Because love is that common denominator that your faith will work. Turn with me to 1 John, the 3rd chapter. And I'm going to read verses 18 through 23. And I love the way that John writes in these chapters here, the way he addresses, he just simply says, "My little children." Don't you like that? "My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And hereby we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things." Do you understand why I want God to help me to have an honest heart? Because he knows all things anyway. The scripture says he knows my thoughts afar off. He knows my intentions. He knows my purposes. I can't fool God. I can't say words that aren't really in my heart. Words that come out of my lips and are different from how I feel in my heart, he knows it. If our heart condemn us not, beloved, again, he addresses my little children, and then he says, beloved. If our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment. Number one, we should believe in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ as his son. Number two, his other commandment is to love one another as he gave us commandment. Let's connect that now. Let's connect that with our confidence. When we're at odds with our brother, do you have confidence? Do you feel this love burning in your heart toward them? Do you say it with your mouth but don't feel it in your heart? That is humanity. When we are honest with ourselves and we come before the Lord and we say, "Lord, I can't serve my brother because I'm hurt, because he wounded me. He did this to me. He did that to me." And I'm honest with you, Lord. I can't serve my brother. But the seeds of righteousness is there. And by faith, you can have God's love poured into your heart for your brother. And the words that come out of your mouth and the feelings you have in your heart will be the same. It will be true. When you say, "I love my brother," it'll be in the heart. And then your faith will take hold because you have confidence. Your heart doesn't condemn you anymore. But if your heart condemns you, it affects your faith. Therefore, your love is low. It's your own love. It's not the love of Christ that's constraining you. We've got to have the love of God in our hearts to make it love. And then when I say, "I love everybody," it'll be there. It won't be words. See, that's what it started out. It said, don't love in word only, neither in your tongue, but let it be in deed and in truth. So what I speak with my mouth, I feel, I know, it is also in my heart. Therefore, I have confidence. And my heart does not condemn me. And I know by the word of God, and I believe that he is the Son of God. And it's not by my mouth only. It's down in my heart. And I love everyone. I love my brother. I love it. The scripture says, love one another. This is a contest. And Jesus said, will I find faith when I come back? Is our faith going to be strengthened by the love of God in our heart? Or is it going to be low because what I feel in my heart for my brother is not what I'm saying with my mouth? Lord, help us. The disciples came to Jesus. I'm almost finished. The disciples came and they said, Lord, increase our faith. Now, why did they say that? What's just before that? What's just before that passage? Peter had come to Jesus and he said, my brother has trespassed against me 7 times in a day, in one day. And he wanted to be justified that he had, that's enough. 7 times in a day is almost too much. And Jesus said, no, that's not enough. I'll tell you what is. It's 70 times 7. 490 times. And the disciples turned and said, that's where they said it. You increase our faith. Faith works by love. Faith is what you and I need to be increased. But at the same time, we need the love of God increasing. I'm thinking about that song that it says, let me love thee more and more till this fleeting life is o'er. There's no place along here that you can say, I have enough of the love of God. I have enough now. You've got to recognize every day a need to say, fill me more of your love because I need more faith. And I want my faith to work by love. That's our little thought tonight. I want my faith increased. I've got the key. I know the secret. I was a detective. I searched it out by the Holy Spirit. And he showed me. Thank you, honey. He showed me. You want your faith to work? You want people to be healed when you go and pray for them? You've got to believe in me. And you've got to love everybody. You've got to have confidence. Your heart can't condemn you when you come to ask for something. He said there in that one place that we just read, he said, hereby know, whatsoever ye ask, we receive of him. Don't you want that kind of confidence? Yes. It's through faith, but it's by love. I thank the Lord that he's opened this up to me. I hope I've said it where you might be able to grasp it also, because faith can be at an all-time low in the world, but it can be at an all-time high with the people of God. Because of all of the peoples of the earth, the saints ought to have the love of God in their life. Yes. Pray for me.